Martin Luther King spoke more than once about creating the beloved community on earth, and especially here in America. He said, our goal is to create a beloved community. This will require a qualitative change in our souls, as well as a quantitative change in our lives. In this season of our Easter season worship, when we are thinking about trying to put our faith, our beliefs, into words, I have been asking myself a lot of what does that mean exactly kinds of questions. I've wondered whether the beloved community is the same thing as the kingdom of God that Jesus talked about so often. I think maybe the vision is the same. But what it looks like for us to imagine and then to make real the beloved community is our work. And so I invite you in this moment of silence to picture the beloved community on earth. In your corner of the earth, how are you living as a member of that beloved community? How have you kept yourself outside of it? May you listen to your longing to be free. May the frames of your belonging be generous enough for your dreams. May you arise each day with a voice of blessing whispering in your heart. May you find a harmony between your soul and your life. May there be kindness in your gaze. May you never place walls between the light and yourself. May you allow the wild beauty of the invisible world to gather you, to mind you, and to embrace you in belonging.